presents E3 coverage. Host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so once again, E3 2019, the coverage continues. And once again, Michael Arts, man, back. All about Atari. Yes. What's up, Michael?
Hi, Danny. How are you? Good to see you, as always.
Yeah, it's, man.
Glad you came by.
Last year, we had a great conversation, man, about Atari VCS. And now, finally, I see the console
have another,
here.
Let's have another great conversation. How about that?
Yeah, definitely.
So coming into E3 this year, we had some simple objectives, really, and that is sort of clarify and see as best as we could to clean up some of the sort of misunderstandings that are out there about what the Atari VCS is. The Atari VCS is, let's first talk about what it's not. It is not a retro box. It is not an emulator box. It is not a, you know, overbaked Raspberry Pi. It's not any of those things. Mm-hmm. Atari has made a flashback console for years with, you know, it's been available. You know, you can buy it for $79. It's a plug-and-play machine. You know, it works with all the classic, you know, 2600 games and all that. That's not what this is about. And this is not about selling somebody a $250 to $389 retro box to play 40-year-old games. I mean, of course it can play those games, and of course they're available because we're Atari and that's part of our DNA and our heritage. Mm-hmm. But it is a modern machine with modern PC hardware that is capable of modern gameplay. It'll play, you know, it'll stream 4K video at 60 frames per second. It will play, you know, modern games. We've got games like Borderlands 2 on display over there, you know, for you, for it to play. Very, very capable machine that has a lot of interesting aspects to it. So number one, first and foremost, like I said, it's not a retro box. What is it? The other thing it's not is it's not a console, right? So we people are going to call it a console because that's just how things go. But we prefer to call it what it is, which is a video computer system, which is a computer system that works through a video interface, right? So it's optimized in the it's optimized for using with your TV in your living room and all of that. So the way the machine works, well, let's quickly just back up a little bit. So a year ago, we were talking about the Indiegogo launch, right? So we had a concept. We put it on Indiegogo with really no certain expectations. We knew that people were kind of interested in this. We just had no idea how well it would do or how, you know, how it would be received. But we weren't going to start investing in building, you know, spending the millions of dollars it would take to build a machine like this without some kind of an indicator of what to expect. So we launched it and immediately proceeded to break Indiegogo the first day. We did $2 million worth of orders within the first week. And by the time we closed it, after 30 days, we had $3 million. And since then, we've grossed close to $4 million in additional sales and things through BackerKit, which is the back end of Indiegogo and all that. So absolutely, there's a demand out there. But also in the process, like I said, a lot of misunderstanding about what this machine is. And that was really, so our objective for this E3 was, with all the talk of new consoles, you know, obviously, you know, the big guys are coming out with new machines in 2020 and, you know, talking a lot about them here at E3. You know, for us, the objective was to try and get, you know, sort of clear the air a little bit and get the word out about what we were doing here. So first we talked, like I said a minute ago, about what it's not. And then what it is a very powerful little PC that, you know, you can put under your TV. And you'd be hard-pressed to build a PC or find another PC that, you know, for $250 can do what this one would do. I mean, it would probably cost a consumer, you know, between $400 and $500 to build something this powerful for themselves. And what's great about this machine is, yes, there'll be an Atari environment, a modern dashboard and interface. You'll boot up and it'll have, you know, a very, you know, modern style navigation and windows, and you navigate it with your joystick or your controller, and it'll work a lot like a PlayStation. That's what the Atari environment will be like. But what makes us different from the big consoles is what we're calling sandbox mode, which means, which is a mode that lets you boot out of, exit out of the Atari environment and mm-hmm. boot into an environment of your choosing by basically installing a, you know, plugging in a USB hard drive in the back mm-hmm. and loading, you know, that's got Ubuntu or Windows or Chrome OS or Steam OS or any other OS that you want loaded onto it. The system will recognize that and boot to that. And then you essentially have a clean slate PC that you can do whatever you want with. And install anything. You can install your favorite apps and programs. You can install your Steam library or your other games libraries. You can play PC games. You can, you know, if you're, you can use Windows apps. You can mm-hmm. do anything in that sandbox environment. So the sandbox is something that's very unique and something that the big guys don't do. You know, they're not going to let, you know, they've mm-hmm. Xbox and PlayStation, they lock down their platforms. They sell their very powerful platforms, which essentially are PCs also, but they lock out that open side of it. They don't want you to hack it. They don't want you to,
to just mess around with it.
They don't want you to leave their environment and go into another operation. You know, they don't want you to exit out of that because that's how they make their money back when they've sold you the hardware at a loss. So for us, we're selling hardware that we're not losing money on. And that also, we obviously hope you will stay in that Atari environment, you know, and buy games from us and browse our store and buy games there. And, and obviously we are working on a number of content partnerships, both games and entertainment apps that will all have a home there.
And also retail too, because I noticed
that's the other
press
big
release.
Thing, right.
Was it Walmart?
Tuesday. So yeah, so we announced we announced our retail partnerships, our first two retail partnerships, which is GameStop and Walmart, mm-hmm. which we announced that on Tuesday. And now we closed the Indiegogo campaign for additional pre-orders and opened up on AtariVCS.com, Walmart.com, and GameStop.com with models that will ship in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. All the Indiegogo people will still get their
consoles product.
They'll still get their units in December of 2019, as we've promised them.
All right, early. We got it early.
Right. They'll get finished hardware, and the plan right now is that they will get, you know, they'll get boxes that have, you know, software on them, but that are also, you know, hopefully they're going to opt in and be part of our software beta program, help us finish the software, essentially. So, you know, the whole notion of being part of this Indiegogo thing, you get an opportunity to continue the process that you were on. It's a different pathway. You know, those people all got either collector's editions or less expensive editions than what we're selling now, and also get the benefit of, you know, early access and participation that, is important to us. The community mm-hmm. is super important to us. And we want to make sure that those guys realize that, you know, guys and girls who bought early and participated and contributed and helped us get this off the ground, that they are absolutely, you know, loved and appreciated by Atari. And we want to make sure that, you know, they continue to feel like part of the process.
So when are we going to hear about game launch? Like the games that's coming out for launch?
You know what? We could have said some things here at E3, but we really wanted to focus on the hardware one last time.
Okay.
We're hoping and planning, not hoping, but we're planning to make some bigger announcements later this summer about content, about software and games.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah, so that's the plan. Mm-hmm. You'll hear more about that from the PR team as always. And mm-hmm. We're talking to a lot of partners, game devs and companies that are doing these streaming platforms and things like that. I mean, this box is a box, like I said, this is a box that's built for today and tomorrow. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, it can handle anything from the past as most new products can, but it's really built for today and for tomorrow. It's going to be very capable of playing things like xCloud or Stadia or any of that stuff. We're very confident in that, and that's one of the reasons we actually did pause and switch to this newer Ryzen chip from AMD.
Which is good, and you also gave feedback to the Kickstarter.
It's much more powerful. It's much more powerful, and it's also capable mm-hmm. of a lot more. It's so new that it's not even out yet.
Was that change based on feedback, or what was it that made you guys decide
some of it was feedback, most definitely. I mean, we listen to our fans and our followers a lot.
And devs too?
Not so much devs. It was more looking at what the hardware that we were using mm-hmm. was first spec'd in late 2017.
Yeah.
And a lot had changed since then. And, you know, a lot had changed on the project, but then obviously a lot of technology changes. We all know these chips.
And they're,
you know,
super quick nowadays.
They change and get better very quickly. So by the time, you know, looking at our timelines and looking at where we were in the project, we had one chance and one chance only to make a change, not have it, you know, it obviously affected the schedule a little bit because we had to redo some things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we think that in the long run, it gives us a machine with a longer lifespan, right?
Yeah.
And more capability out of the box. You know, there's certain things that the other SoC couldn't do, and this one can.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Now, my last question is, how important, man, is for you? Like, how important this project is for you and the team? Because, you know, the past year has been ups and downs, right? But it seems like you guys don't give up and still going at it. And how important is it to you, man, to finally reveal and release this?
It feels great to be where we are now and to continue moving forward. And you know, it's funny, you know, it's funny to hear that your impression is that there's been ups and downs. For us, it's been all ups. I mean,
good.
The chatter and things like that that are out there, you know, look, the internet is the internet, and there's happy people and there's not so happy people. And, you know, look, everybody wants to be heard and everybody's voice is important. And we listen to the things that matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try and just keep doing the right thing. And every time we reveal something or we feel like, you know, less is more. Speak when you have something to say. Make sure that what you say is, you know, is solid and productive and forward moving. And that's really how this project has been. And, you know, it's obviously frustrating that people, like I said at the top of the conversation, are so either misinformed or so determined to pass along incorrect information. That's frustrating, and it's counterproductive, and it hurts. I think it hurts the fans more than it hurts us. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're committed. Look, we're huge Atari fans ourselves. None of us would work here and work on this brand if we didn't care about it, you know, as sort of, you know, being entrusted with something that means so much to so many people. But we also want to make sure that this brand moves forward. You know, I mean, if we built a box that was what so many people are saying, you know, an overpriced emulator box, then what are we doing? We're building a zombie. Why would we do that? You know, I understand people want boxes that like take cartridges and things like that. There's so many of them out there already. And we're so glad that they are out there and that people are, you know, still excited by all that stuff. But we're trying to make a future leaning product that, like I said, can not only make more happy times for our existing fans, but also help create new fans. Because a lot of our existing fans who have been with the brand for 30 or 40 years, they become the gift-giving loved ones. Their dad and grandma and grandpa and mom.
It's time to pass it to the next generation.
Pass the torch, something new. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, you know, I talk about like, you know, it's like you get that classic generation that grew up with an Atari or grew up with a Ford Mustang or grew up with, you know, a Mini Cooper. And now you look at who's buying those things now, and it's either, you know, that classic fan or it's like young people. And that's what's important to us, is we need to get a new generation of Atari fans into the fold and excited about what it can do. So having a machine that can do all the things that they want and need and expect it to do and can play modern games and, you know, can play, like I said, on the demo, we've got Borderlands, or can play Fortnite, or can play, like, you know, Overwatch, or all these new games that you know, the younger generation cares about, or play the video apps, you know, be able to watch, you know, HBO Go or Netflix or Hulu or, you know, any of that stuff. That's all super important. We realize that. And that's sort of expected within a modern machine. So that's all going to be there. But, you know, ultimately, we think we've got a great looking machine that, you know, people will be proud to have in their living room and under their TV. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of capability, a lot of functionality. And again, like I said, it's a modern machine, plays modern device. Plays modern content really well. And I think people are going to be really pleasantly surprised when they get them in their hands.
One last thing I want to say, well, before we wrap it up, it's good that you're sending this the console early to Kickstarter supporters, of course.
The video computer system.
Another thing too is they also will provide feedback to you guys.
Right. Well, that's
help us make the product even better.
Exactly. That's,
you know, give them some time, hands on. Of course, launch is not going to be perfect, like, you know, a little buggy here and there, but the feedback is going to help you guys big time.
Look,
I think,
it's by like March. I said, there have been things that they've asked for that we've given them.
Yeah.
There's things that we, look, we've taken things away that they haven't been happy about. But there's, every product has some degree of compromises in it, right? You're trying to put out the product that is the best combination of elements that can hit the desired price point, hit the desired performance parameters, you know, make people happy, do what it needs to do. And, I mean, the other thing about this machine too, is that like, you know, out of the box, it's designed to be upgradable and hackable. You can put more RAM in, you can expand the storage, you can do a lot of things to it that, you know, both to the hardware and to the on the software side that really make this your box, not ours, you know. I buy a PlayStation or an Xbox, it's their box, right? I own it, it's in my house, but they really own the ecosystem. With this, you have an opportunity to, of course, we want you to stay in the Atari ecosystem. That's our job, to try and keep you in there, because that's obviously, that's a way Atari makes money and that's a way Atari grows. But if you bought the box and you decided that you were going to use it for something completely different, it's your prerogative, it's your box, you know, and the box is, we don't want to get into, you know, a hardware war with you know, the hackers and the modders. Let them do with this box what they want. It's their box. And and like I said, it starts from a good spot and you can do more with it. And, it, you know, there's also the opportunity for us to do more with it. You know, we can do a pro model one day, or we can do an upgraded version one day. And, you know, it's got a lot of expandability for us and for the consumer.
Well, Michael, just want to say thanks for,
of course,
for the opportunity once again, you know, and this was like super last minute, but we still made it happen, you know, and I appreciate that big time,
of course,
man, giving us access,
of course,
to talk about more about Atari, man. So I'm excited, man. Thanks a lot.
Good to see you, Danny. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.